This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, hello again, friends. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Gator, good weekend?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Glad to hear it. Any boat action?
No boat action. Saturday was playing golf.
Oh, nice.
With Grava. my buddy Brett Grava and couple other friends of ours, and enjoyed the heck out of that.
Good.
We avoided the rain. It was amazing how we avoided the rain on Saturday. We teed off somewhere around 11:15, and as soon as we got done, we went into the clubhouse and had a beer and look outside, and it's raining. Didn't rain much, but it rained. And then I'm driving home, and I'm like, wow, what's all this? It must have really rained hard here. I didn't notice that. Then the entire game is in delay for 4 hours because of rain. The rain was just a strange pattern. It seemed, and I'm looking out in the back of my house, and I've got this, like, concrete path that goes from my patio that, and then leads, a path leads out to, like, a pavilion area, right? A gazebo type thing. And halfway down the path, it's all dry. And then the other half leading to the gazebo, it's all wet. It was like the line of demarcation was right there.
Right there in my backyard. System. The cell ended right there.
It was just strange.
Well, before you get too far into that, is Brad Grava good at golf?
No. Brad Grava's great at golf. No, Greg, he's great. I love it's fun to play.
No, well, the reason we do that is because you played football with him, and your head coach said once, if somebody says, what is it, Brad Grava's pretty slow, you say,
no, Brad Grava's pretty fast.
Got to stick up for your teammates.
That's right. Got to. It's unconditional loyalty. That was the big speech we had that day.
Brad
about unconditional loyalty.
Brad Grava suck around the green?
No, Brad Grava's pretty great around the green.
Brad Grava can't putt.
Well, he missed a shorter putt, and I said, "Hard drinking, hard driving, hard loving man." That's why you missed it, King of the Rednecks.
That's what he said to him. Like, coach said that to him.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and then followed it up with hick.
Called him a hick.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was quite a day.
Things are different now.
A little different now. Yeah, yeah.
That is always a weird thing with the storms when you're like it's sunny out and then you pull into an area and the ground is soaking wet and you're like, huh. Must have rained here.
Yeah, it was a little humid. it was a little warm and a little humid on Saturday.
Do you know there's that feeling when it's that humid and you're just outside and you're moving a little bit and you start to sweat and you're realizing I'm really, really, really sweating. And then you're like, screw it. So's everybody else.
Right.
I'm going to stink and so's everybody else. There's nothing I can do about it.
No,
it was one of those weekends.
It was one of those weekends for sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. On Saturday was crazy sticky out there.
So Saturday morning's the morning I woke up at 4:50. I went to bed. The kids and wife were all elsewhere. So it was just me. So I had the ESPN app open on my phone, and I was listening to ESPN radio as I fell asleep. And I woke up at 4:50 in the morning and immediately heard them dissecting the news that had just broken that Kawhi had agreed to terms with the Clippers.
Which is hilarious, by the way. Did the Lakers miss out?
Yes.
I love it.
They got trolled again.
I love it.
They got trolled again. It's great.
And it's pretty funny now that the Knicks and Lakers can't land the free agents they want. They traded for Anthony Davis, but they can't land the free agents that they're targeting. But anyway, and that Paul George is going to the Clippers as well. And like I said, immediately the hard drive starts up and I'm like, okay, does this have any impact on Detroit? Is there any way? And I, 4:50 in the morning, I thought, well, Russ is going to want out. Nah, I can't. but maybe it can. Could it? Well, by Saturday night, The Athletic was reporting that Detroit and Miami were very real possibilities for Russell Westbrook. Somehow, some way, our NBA team has been projected to be in this trade conversation. I really can't see it. I can't.
No?
I've looked at trade proposals. It just doesn't make a ton of sense to me. And I'm not even sure that Detroit should really pursue this. Because Russell Westbrook is a stat filler and he's a star, but he doesn't do what everybody wants in this day and age of basketball. He doesn't shoot the three.
He averages a triple-double.
Which is nice. And would they be a better basketball team with Russell Westbrook? Sure.
I don't think there's any question they'd be a better basketball team with Russell Westbrook.
To what end? Do they still have a ceiling?
Well, here's...
And here's the other thing. If you're Oklahoma... I'm Oklahoma City now. I am Oklahoma City.
I'm sorry.
And I'm talking to Detroit. Okay, yes, we want Reggie's expiring contract. We want draft picks. We want Luke Kennard and we want Sekou Doumbouya. Right? That's what you want. You want young assets back. That's what I'm asking for.
Right. You would think that's what you'd be asking for. And yet, what does Oklahoma City really just want? At this point, do they just want to get out from underneath that contract?
I can't imagine that's all they'd want.
Well, I mean, that's a big out to get out from underneath that contract. And it means you take an expiring contract. So be it. I mean, it doesn't matter. If this year you're done anyway, then okay, worry about rebuilding the team in the offseason. And you have the resources to do that. They can get draft picks without a doubt. And maybe can find some young player they can get as well. If you're the Pistons, that makes no sense to give up on your first-round pick that you just got, let alone the first-round pick you got from a couple years ago, who happens to be a pretty good shooter. I love the idea of Russell Westbrook. I just can't give up those two guys in the package to acquire him. I know people are going to get bent out of shape by the contract because it's monstrous. It's 4 years and, what, $147 million left on the contract or something like that? Mm-hmm. It's a monster contract, and 47 in that last year is crazy. However, if you look at what the Pistons are, you have to say, what's their window? What's this window to win? It's the Blake Griffin window, right?
Yep.
And if you want to maximize...
Like it's slowly going to be closing every year, although...
And maybe not so slowly, because he breaks down health-wise, and it could be a long few years left on the contract if he continues to suffer from injuries. But let's just put that aside and say he doesn't and he's got a good 3 years left in him. And I might say good. I mean good 3 years, not just he's going to play only three more years. I mean the next 3 years he'll be really good. Well, it's kind of exciting just to think about what it could be if you're not giving up a ton of assets like young players. If you could have Blake Griffin, Russell Westbrook, Andre Drummond for this upcoming season along with the younger guys that they have. It's interesting.
Well, it's interesting.
Does it make sense? Well, because after this year, Andre Drummond's likely to opt out after this season, although because you can re-sign your own free agents at without worrying about your cap, it's just luxury tax. And we know that Tom Gores loves himself some Andre Drummond. Maybe they'd bring him back if that's the right move or not. And that can be discussed as well. But the point is you would end up keeping a big three, which is better than the big three you have because you're substituting Russell Westbrook, who's a triple-double waiting to happen, in exchange for Reggie Jackson, who is not.
Is this team good enough to win the East? Let's just say that the deal is Reggie Jackson. You're sending Reggie Jackson the expiring contract, mm-hmm. Luke Kennard, Sekou Doumbouya, and two first-round picks. Look, I know you're shaking your head. Yeah. No, but...
If you're Oklahoma City, you got to ask for that stuff.
You ask for all that.
And maybe no team will give them what they're asking for.
Because at this point, I personally don't think it's realistic that they are just looking to dump the contract and give up Russell Westbrook for Reggie Jackson and a bunch of stuff. Like I've heard, Reggie, Tony Snell,
first round pick.
Yeah, and Langston Galloway. I mean, just like stuff that adds and the money adds up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're okay
without giving up Doumbouya.
Yeah, you have to do better than that. You have to do better than that.
But you don't. I mean, if you're Oklahoma State, you think you got to do better than that. But then again, every team in the league knows that you got to trade them. So this is kind of like Oklahoma City is in the position that the Tigers were a couple of years ago. Hey, we all know you got a guy you got to trade. You got JD Martinez. Sounds great. We're not going to really offer you too much for him. We'll give you this for him. And then you have to settle for it because it's the best deal you have on the table. And if you don't take that deal, you're stuck with this guy for the next 4 years in a giant contract where he's going to be moping around and all types of pissed off. And you don't want that.
248-539-9797. If they can pull a trade off like this, are they good enough to win the East? We'll take your phone calls, your feedback, your texts. Kang, I want to get your 2 cents. Captain NBA there behind the glass. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Whenever there's big breaking news, one of the things that we do here is, how does it impact us? Well, the big breaking news was Kawhi Leonard and Paul George to the LA Clippers over the weekend. And immediately I thought, okay, Russell Westbrook's probably going to want out. Can Detroit get in on Russell Westbrook? And oh, by the way, Kawhi Leonard's now out of the East and back to the West. And by the, you know, this was 4:50 in the morning. By 5:15, I had exhausted my capacity to come up with a deal that really made sense. I just didn't see this as being feasible. But by the end of the day, first there was a Bleacher Report story I saw. Then there was The Athletic was reporting Detroit and Miami as possibilities. It's like, okay, so apparently we're in this. And put in quotes, we're in this. It just still doesn't seem realistic. And I'm not sure it's worth it. Does that team compete for the East? Let's say they unload, you know, stuff you don't want to, like Kennard and Dumbaya, although I don't know if we can expect much from Dumbaya this year. But Kennard seems like a blossoming player. And if I'm Oklahoma City, that's what I'm asking for in return. Do they compete for the East?
Just so I understand this. You were in bed by yourself?
Yep.
On Friday night / Saturday morning?
Yep.
No kids in the house?
Nope.
No wife in the house?
Nope.
And your inclination was to wake up for the next hour and start thinking about how the Pistons...
Well, I didn't want to. It just when I woke up, I heard the news. And as soon as I heard the news, I started thinking and I wasn't getting back to sleep. And it wasn't like, ooh, yay, I get to get up now and start thinking about trade possibilities. It was I couldn't stop thinking about trade possibilities. I have problems getting back to sleep. It's called secondary insomnia. I can fall asleep at the end of the day like that. But if I wake up at any time, I'm up for an hour almost always.
That's why you go to work out or start thinking about weird trade possibilities, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's what Doug does, man.
Yep.
Or he starts doing yard work.
I did yard work. I did some mulch work at like 6 a.m. Yeah. A couple weeks ago. I've been to the gym at ridiculous hours
because
I can't
sleep.
I can't help it. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
So does this mean you had a free night on Friday night?
Yes.
No wife, no kids on a Friday night?
No wife, no kids on a Friday night. I had stuff to do up until about 8:30, but when I was done with that, yeah.
What'd you do?
I had to meet with a coach. That's all. I'll just leave it at that.
That was your Friday night?
Yeah, and then I went and got some food and went home, and what did I watch? I watched Summer League.
All right, so all night to yourself.
Yes. Boy, you're really changing the subject.
No. It's okay. I'm just this little insight into, I'm just curious. Got some food. What was the food for Doug Karsh?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
All right.
Chicken. Shocker.
Yeah. Kang, what do you think?
All right, there's so much to take in here. It was crazy. You're right, Doug. When this broke, and it broke like at 1:45 a.m. Eastern time, which is ridiculous. Everyone's asleep or you're up like Doug thinking of, you know, yard work to do.
Yep.
When it comes out, the effects of Kawhi choosing Clippers, right? And then the next bomb is Russell Westbrook's going to be available because they had to move Paul George. And you see the two teams that are most aggressively, according to reports, are the Miami Heat and, the Detroit Pistons?
Yeah.
You're thinking, okay, should the Pistons do this? Can they do this? Listen, Russell Westbrook has 3 years with a 4-year option, which he'll probably take, which is like $40 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big contract. Downfall, big contracts, not as efficient as you would like. But the positives are another superstar to add to, you know, Blake Griffin, a guy who can, you know, dominate the game when he's on. And by the way, the East is a lot weaker now without Kawhi, without LeBron James.
Yep.
First thing you guys, one of the questions you guys asked was, could this make the Pistons a contender in the East? I think it definitely can. I mean, you've got Milwaukee, obviously, and the Sixers, okay? Celtics will be up there, but it's not inconceivable to think the Pistons could be contending for the East with a good Russell Westbrook, with a healthy Blake Griffin. If Andre Drummond's not moved in that deal, you know, a guy who's better suited as a third player on a quote-unquote big three, I think they definitely could compete. Now, I don't believe the reports that Oklahoma City's just looking to dump his contract. I think they want stuff in return. It's not going to be Paul George, like record-setting, you know, first-round picks, but they want first-round picks. They want contract dumps for sure. You throw in, you know, the reports out there and make the contracts work are Tony Snell, Reggie Jackson, right? And then you guys start throwing in assets, which is Luke Kennard, maybe a couple first-rounders. I think you can keep Siku and then still get rid of the other assets. So that way you keep an asset on your side as well as picking up Russell Westbrook. If I was forced, hell yes or hell no to do it, I say hell yes. It's definitely worth it for the Pistons. They've proven, this league has proven, the only way teams and markets like Detroit can get a superstar is either draft for him or trade for him. Clearly, they haven't done so well in the drafting department. What they did, they traded for Blake Griffin. I wouldn't mind doing it again for Russell Westbrook. I'd do it. I personally would do it.
Now, nobody with Russell Westbrook has ever won, even with more talent around him.
Exactly.
But
I mean,
it's
with
in the
Kevin
West.
Durant days, they made it to the finals, but they never haven't won much since.
But
they were
in the West.
Yeah.
And this would be bringing them over to the East,
which is a lot weaker, like I said, without Kawhi, without LeBron James.
Now, and they don't have a Kevin Durant on this team.
His numbers have gone down significantly over the last couple of years. Even though the last 3 years he's averaged a triple-double. 3 years ago, he averaged 31 points. 2 years ago, it was 25.5 points. Last year, it was just under 23 points a game. His numbers had gone down. His free throw percentage, he had been an 82% shooter for most of his career. 3 years ago, he was at 84. 2 years ago, down to 74%. Last year, was at 65%. He also didn't take as many free throws last year, but I think that's an area of concern. But although it should be easily corrected, it's free throws, and the guy has been, you know, an 80% free throw shooter for his career. But he doesn't make three-point shots. He takes a lot of them, but he doesn't make a whole lot of them. Each of the last 2 years, he's been under 30% shooting from three-point range. In fact, he's just a 31% shooter for his career from beyond the arc. And today's NBA is all about that three-point shot. I get confused because I don't know if he's just a stat filler or how good of a player he really is. But I know this. Sometimes I want to live my life not to be mocked by Mike Valenti. So I'm very, very sketchy about wanting to endorse a move like this. But it would be so much fun to see a superstar player like Russell Westbrook here. And I'd be curious to see how he would do when he's with another great player again, like he has been his entire career with Oklahoma City. He's always played with great players. But have another great player like Blake Griffin, who's a similar player in some ways in that he distributes the ball and he rebounds. Now, Blake's more of a shooter than Westbrook is in terms of an outside shooting presence. But they've also got a guy that maybe could accept the role of being what he needs to be, and that's Andre Drummond, and they've got other pieces. I would endorse this move if they could do it without trading Luke Kennard and without trading Sekou Doumbouya.
Yeah, I mean, putting myself in Oklahoma City shoes, I'm asking for those guys in draft picks, along with the expiring contract of Reggie. But
I have a real strong feeling that Oklahoma City's going to want to get a lot for Russell Westbrook, and in the end, not going to be able to because every team knows that they got to unload him.
248-539-9797, JT in Southfield. Hi, JT.
Good. How are you guys doing?
What's all right, up? JT.
Good. Just a couple quick points about this situation. Now, Gator, I believe they would have to trade either Luke Kennard or Sekou. I believe they would have to trade one of them. I don't think they necessarily have to give up both of them. And I think I would probably lean toward Kennard because I'm curious to see what this rookie can do. I don't want to trade him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. If I had to give up one of them, I'd give up
Kennard.
Yeah.
I like Kennard a lot. The problem I have with him is his lack of aggression. He's not aggressive enough for me consistently. But my thinking about Russell Westbrook is, here's where we see how good of coach Dwayne Casey is. Because I'm thinking of, like, when Chauncey Billups came here, if people remember, as a free agent. The year he was a free agent, it was him and Andre Miller. And I honestly wanted the Pistons to get Andre Miller because I thought he was a better player than Chauncey Billups at the time. And I'm glad I was definitely wrong about that. But Larry Brown and Chauncey Billups says this over and over in interviews and stuff, made him a much better player, a much better player. And so for Russell Westbrook, you got the name, you have the stats with the triple-doubles and everything, and, you know, you have everything that you want in that respect. You got the money and everything. If it's important to him, and nobody's ever doubted his competitive level. I mean, the guy plays hard as hell. He works hard as hell. The only thing left for him now is to prove that he can win. And if Dwayne Casey is the coach that we all think he is, maybe he can get the best out of this guy. When you talked about his scoring going down, Gator, that doesn't really concern me. The free throws, you're right. That has to get better and whatnot. But I wonder if he got so focused in on that triple-double thing that, you know, it probably, to me, you know, I would like for him to stay away from worrying as much about
the stats. Let's just sum it up. You'd do it.
Okay.
You'd do everything you can to get him without giving up Dumbaya.
100% in terms of giving up the extra draft picks and stuff. If you think you're going to be good, to me, like, you know, I think I was telling Kang on the phone, you're either going to trade Blake Griffin and start clean, or you're going to run with Blake Griffin, and you need to get him some help, and you need to go all in.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Champ and Chump, we'll do our nominations at 10:35. More of your phone calls and feedback. 97.1 The Ticket. The Car, Scott Anderson, 248-539-9797. All right, man, and it's one of those things where maybe we are involved in Russell Westbrook. And by we, I mean the Detroit Pistons. Maybe this could happen, and maybe the Detroit Pistons could be a benefactor now of a team that's desperate to move a superstar. Would they be a benefactor? Would they really compete for the East? Well, they'd certainly be more competitive. It depends what they would have to give up. I always try and talk about trades in the most realistic terms you possibly can. And if I'm an Oklahoma City fan, or I'm doing this show in Oklahoma City, and I know that the Pistons are calling, I'm like, I want picks, I want young players, I want expiring contracts. So what do you got for me? And I'm thinking a first-round pick, Kennard, Dumbaya, Reggie, and any other contracts that make it work. And, you know, I mean, if immediately people say no, if your first thought is no, then you kind of know how these negotiations probably go. Teams start with demands like that and then work their way towards a middle. Detroit's package, I mean, I would imagine if they called and they're wise, it's Reggie and Langston Galloway's contract and Tony Snell and Thon Maker and they're trying to say, here, you want a salary dump? Here's your salary dump. We'll give you these expiring deals and
a second round pick.
Yeah. Which, by the way, was kind of the Bleacher Report offer that they
said.
Then
you end up meeting somewhere in the middle, right?
Yes. And would a team like this compete in the East? 248-539-9797. Let's go to Eric on a cell. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
So I'm pretty indifferent on whether they do that trade or not, depending on if they give Sekou up or not. But I look at more of a PR standpoint and how many jerseys that would sell, how many more people would go to the games. That would sell a lot of tickets and a lot of jerseys. And I think that would be good for the new arena. So, I mean, if they do it, that'd be great for them. I don't know if they'd contend with Philly or Milwaukee, but that's still a big thing you got to think about.
Eric, I guess I would never even consider that. And the reason is because the way you sell jerseys and fill seats is winning. And that's a consistent thing that I would make zero decisions based upon fan attendance. And we said the same thing when Blake was traded for, and it's helped a little bit. And the Blake thing was exciting.
Fringe benefit.
Yeah, the Blake thing was exciting, and this would be exciting, but that doesn't mean, you know, the excitement fades when you're not winning.
I think they probably still would win more. I think they would be above 500, probably one through five seed, maybe six, depending on how Boston is or Indiana. But they would probably win more games.
Oh, they'd win more games.
I think they'd win a lot more games.
If you're doing this and you think you're going to be a six seed, you don't do it. You don't do all that to be a six.
Real question is, if that were to happen, if they were to trade for Russell Westbrook, who wears number zero?
Showdown?
Oh,
showdown.
Maybe Drummond switches to double zero.
It's all Kenny Burrow.
Another way to sell more jerseys.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I mean, you get the small surge, a small spike, but you're right, Doug. Consistently and the long term is you got to win.
You got to win
games. That's when, you know, the seats will stay filled up and things like that. But I tell you what, man. If they trade for Russell Westbrook, this time, you think they embrace Blake Griffin after he, you know, started showing how much he cared? They will love Russell Westbrook. The guy goes 110 every time, doesn't give up on any possession. You talk about trying, Doug, in the NBA. Yeah. My man does not back down from anyone in this league. He cares. He'd be like a perfect bad boy type Piston. He talks trash. He tries to back it up. He doesn't give an inch to anyone. And this city and this town would embrace him.
Bit of a 100%. Chucker. Bit of a chucker.
But I'm just talking attitude-wise, Gator. I mean, yeah, his efficiency is not as what you'd like, but that's one of the reasons why they haven't won. You know what I mean? Yeah, he hasn't, you know, whether it's Paul George, Kevin Durant, whoever they surround him with, you know, for one reason or another, they haven't been able to win the championship. They got to the finals once, and it's been tough ever since then. But the West is a gauntlet to get through, especially with what Golden State's done the last few years.
Yeah.
But you move him to the East, it's a lot more wide open. Kevin Durant's not playing next year, and when he does come back, who knows how healthy he is. You got the Sixers, Celtics, and Milwaukee. Hey, if you're going to play in Blake Griffin's window, then you make the move right now.
All right, let's do Champ and Chump. We do it every Monday at this time. Who had the best weekend? Who had a weekend that stinks? Gator, my champ of the weekend is Rose Lavelle, sweet goal, clinch the World Cup. I wasn't crazy about the call that got us the PK, so I was glad to see it was all kind of validated with a legitimate goal later in the game. 2-0 Team USA. Congratulations to them, the Women's World Cup team. Wins the World Cup, first team to defend a World Cup championship, but Rose Lavelle's goal was awesome.
It was a beautiful goal. It was absolutely beautiful goal. And the penalty kick situation was interesting because actually, when you slow down the replay, I thought the ball actually hit the defender's leg before her leg crashed into Alex Morgan, so I don't know if that negates the penalty or not. Regardless, I like your pick because it was a hell of a goal. I'm going to go with the World of Golf. If you watched any of the golf yesterday, the last hour was so intriguing. You had, I think, five guys were tied for the lead, and DeChambeau was a couple strokes back. Then Bryson hits this incredible second shot on the 18th hole, which is a par five, drains the eagle putt, now takes a one-stroke lead, and sets the table for Matt Wolf and his goofy swing.
Yep.
And if you think Bryson DeChambeau is kind of weird with all of his mathematics and everything, watch Matthew Wolf and his shake, rattle, and roll that he does before he actually swings the club. It's awesome. And he calmly drained like this 25-foot putt that was on the fringe for the eagle and the win on the 18th hole. All that drama. It was awesome.
My jump of the weekend, probably my biggest disappointment from the weekend, is the hamstring of Sekou Doumbouya. He did not play. My jump of the weekend is his hamstring, and I wanted to see him in the summer league.
Damn hamstring. My jump is Oklahoma City. I got to feel bad for this city, man. Look what they've lost.
I know.
Kevin Durant, James Harden, Paul George, and soon going to be Russell Westbrook, all in just a few years. This is incredible. It's a sad development.
Sam Presti's a great GM, and I feel bad for them because I feel like they've done it all the right way.
They've done everything the right way.
It scares me that, okay, as much as we want the Pistons to like draft brilliantly and build from within, that the same damn thing would happen to us if we did so. But anyway, yes. Get your champ of chump boats in. Ticket text 97136 and your tweets at Doug and Gator 971. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox from Greg and Allen Park. My champ is the women's soccer team for winning the World Cup. My chump is the umpire calling out Jake Mariznick for his collision at home plate, Angels and Astros game. Did you see that play? It looked like he tried to go around him.
Well, yes, it did. It was a strange slide. Because the catcher is, you make the argument the catcher was blocking the plate, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And then the catcher comes towards the field of play to make the play, and that's where Mariznick was coming in, which normally you see the guy slide on the outside towards the backstop as opposed to sliding on the inside. You never see him coming to the inside. And the collision was hellacious. It was a terrible collision. I don't know if it was the right or wrong call. It was one of those, I can see it both ways, and I don't have a strong opinion either way other than to say that was one hell of a collision. Scary.
From an unnamed texter, champ U.S. women's soccer team, chump Iserman for signing Filppula. It's Holland-like.
Well, Holland-like would be signing to a 6-year deal and overpaying for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. But
And somehow winning a Stanley Cup. Because that's what Ken Holland did. He helped win Stanley Cups.
Well, not really many more, but yes.
Let's not forget that he did that.
No, I won't forget that he did it. I think he was a very good GM in his time, and I'm grateful for the work that he did here. You are right. What would have been more Holland-like was to sign a contract that had everybody going, really? Because the contract that he signed was a two-year deal. And while it's not, it doesn't feel like a difference maker, I feel like Yzerman is not coming in hot and trying to make a splash just to make a splash. He's waiting for the opportunity to present itself. Then he will strike.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some trades coming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.